Thunder Bay. The outcome of Saturday night's non-conference game between the Lakehead Thunderwolves and the visiting Algoma Thunderbirds was never really in doubt. 5 minutes in and the Wolves had burst out to a 17-0 lead and they didn't look back, cruising to a 78-38 win in their 2021-22 preseason home court debut. It was largely on the backs of their posts, veteran Mariah McFarlane of Marathon, Aunt, and Spanish import Eva Aguilera, who combined for 23 points and 13 boards, giving Lakehead another weapon to help take the pressure off guard Sophia Lutch and Tiffany Reynolds. Getting the ball inside was part of a readjustment of the game plan put in place by coach John Kreiner, after his team suffered a pair of lopsided losses earlier this month to the University of Manitoba Bisons on the road. The Thunderwolves ignored their post players in those two games, looking to attack too much with their guards. Ball movement was key. Every time coach Dave McCallum recorded us moving the ball three times or more, we had a shot quality of 75% or better, which is relatable to school. 75% is pretty good, Kreiner said. We have to go through our posts. I think Eva, she's a first-year player and she has a lot to learn, but she's going to be terrific. She's got a lot to work on. Mariah can shoot the ball, but the two of them are very inexperienced. Even though Mariah's in her fourth year, this is really only her second year. Reynolds, who tied Lutch with a game-high 14 points, said adding more dimension to the Thunderwolves' offense means the opposition can't cheat on the perimeter, they have to be wary of the threat down low. This opens things up for everyone, the fourth-year guard said. We're a guard-strong team, most of our players are guards. But our posts help us so much because they can relieve pressure. If other teams want to trap the guards, well, there's our post, ready to hit down every shot, grab every rebound and work as hard as they can every single time, Reynolds said. That's great news for Lutch, whose court sense was always good, but seemed next level against the Thunderbirds, bringing what she learned last season playing professionally in Spain to the OUA court. Lutch was only credited with a single assist, but make no mistake, the offense moves on her will and it was evident on Saturday night. It taught me to be more patient and to slow the game down a little bit more and must play the game, Lutch said of the lessons learned overseas. The Thunderwolves led 47-15 at the half, allowing Kreiner to utilize his entire bench, giving big minutes to newcomers like Ally Burke, who started and finished with 7 points, 5 boards, 2 assists and 2 steals. Aguilera was good for 10-7, while McFarlane wound up with 13 points and 6 rebounds. Overall, Lou's shooting wasn't great, just 27-67, but they out-rebounded Algoma 44-25 and had 9 steals. Thunder Bay's Carrie Agallo nailed a 3-pointer in the second half, while fellow former Westgate Tiger Allison Reed had 2 points. Algoma's Megan Looney, who played for Lou in 2019-20, had 4 points. The Thunder Bay connection continued behind the bench, where former Lakehead star Carissa Kajorin is an assistant coach. The two teams square off again on Sunday at 11 a.m.